This doctor, this is dictating on Gail Heaton. H-E-A-T-O-N. Heaton. H-E-A-T-O-N. Gail. G-A-I-L. Gail Heaton. Date of birth is 4/3/47. Date of visit is 4/25/23. Please make a copy for Teresa Ibrahim, M.D. I-B-R-A-H-I-M. Teresa Ibrahim. Next paragraph. Dear Teresa, T-H-E-R-E-S-A. Thank you for sending Gail Heaton for preliminary evaluation. Next. History of present illness. This is a 76-year-old female who has a long-standing history of smoking, has had frequent falls, and suffered fractures to her pelvis and left hip, requiring ORIF, has been on home oxygen at 2 liters nasal cannula. The patient had been hospitalized in January this year following a fall. And was found to have an acute right superior and inferior pubic rami and right sacral ala fracture. The patient was admitted and subsequently sent to rehab for over 2 weeks. Period. The patient subsequently had a second fall and suffered a fracture to the left femur, requiring repair and rod placement. She is now home and ambulates with the help of a walker. She is also short of breath and denies significant cough, but has mild wheezing. She is on oxygen at 2 liters at night and as needed during the day, period. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of cholecystectomy, history of right knee surgery in 1986. She also has a history of hypertension for over 30 years and has a history of COPD with emphysema. Next paragraph, allergies. No drug allergies are listed. Next, medication list included nebulized Duodenum solution, TID, Trazodone, 50 milligrams daily, HCTZ, 37.5 milligrams daily, one aspirin daily, and amlodipine, 5 milligrams a day, Atenolol, 50 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked half to one pack per day for 45 years. Recently quit. No significant alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history. father died of an MI, mother died of a stroke. Next paragraph, system review of the patient has had some weight loss and has fatigue, chest, cataracts, no glaucoma, denies vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, has no urinary frequency, dysuria, and she has shortness of breath, wheezing, and coughing spells. Denies abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn. And denies any chest or jaw pain, calf muscle pains, or palpitations. She has hay fever. She has no depression or anxiety. She has easy bruising. And she denies joint pains, muscle aches. She has skin rashes. And the other system review is negative. Next paragraph, physical exam. This thinly built elderly white female is alert, pale, mildly dyspneic at rest, blood pressure 128/80, pulse is 66, suspicions 20, temperature 97.5. Weight is 99 pounds, saturation 94. HE and non-cephalic pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mild, inject, ears no inflammation. Next, supplenobre is thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. And, breath sounds are diminished towards the periphery, scattered wheezes in the upper lung fields, with prolonged expirations, heart sounds are regular, as well as nestle, no murmur. The abdomen is soft and benign, no mass, no organomegaly, bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no cap, tenderness. Reflexive of the 1 plus with no gross motor exits, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1, COPD with emphysema. Number 2 is left upper lobe lung nodule. And number 3 is number 3 is history of left hip fracture. Left femoral fracture. Status post ORIF. Could you please add that in the first paragraph, the CT findings? The patient had a chest CT. Then, in January this year, which showed a lung mass in the left upper lobe, 1.8 by 2.2 centimeters, with spiculated margins, and a smaller left upper lobe nodule, about 1.1 centimeter in diameter. And also add in the past history, left lung nodule. Status post needle biopsy of nodule. Please add in the first paragraph, the patient did have a biopsy of the left upper lobe lung nodule, which reportedly showed necrotizing granulomatous inflammation and was negative for malignancy, and the stains for AFP and fungal organisms was negative. Then next, in the final diagnosis, please add left lung nodule. And necrotizing granuloma. Okay, and number four in the final diagnosis is peripheral neuropathy. And next paragraph plan, the patient has been advised to get a chest CT to evaluate the left lung nodule. She will also get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. She was advised to use a nebulizer 3 times a day with Duodenap solution and get a complete metabolic profile and SCBC. If the left lung nodule has changed in size, we could consider doing a bronchoscopy to rule out atypical mycobacterial infection. Follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Teresa Ibrahim, MD. Teresa Ibrahim, MD. Thank you for this consultation. This is Dr. D'Souza.